9 dead in Texas restaurant shooting.
It was absolute, complete chaos.
Amtrak trains roll nearly a week after deadly derailment.
Excited to get back. Normal routine.
Iraq City falls to ISIS.
This is clearly a major setback.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman in Waco, Texas, with the CBS World News Roundup. The death toll here remains at 9 following yesterday's deadly shooting among rival motorcycle gangs at a popular Waco restaurant. It was like a scene from the wild, wild west. This woman was inside the restaurant when it all began.
We just started eating and we heard a couple pops and I thought it was somebody's birthday. So I thought it was a joke and then everybody started screaming, "Get down."
Police believe the dispute started inside a restroom, then spread to the restaurant, then outside to the parking lot. Up to 200 gang members were inside the restaurant. During the deadly melee, they used guns, knives, clubs, and chains. Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says police were aware that rival gangs were set to meet yesterday and that there could be trouble.
We have been made aware in the past few months of rival biker gangs, rival criminal biker gangs being here and causing issues.
This morning, police revealed that there have been threats overnight against officers.
I will tell you that we have had threats throughout the night from various biker groups. We are very aware that some of them have come into our city.
In addition to the 9 gang members killed, 18 were injured, and 192 have been arrested and charged with engaging in organized crime. That's the latest from here in Waco, Texas, Steve.
Well, full Amtrak service resumed this morning between New York and Philadelphia, 6 days after the deadly derailment. Passengers all aboard.
With the added attention, I think this is going to be a very smooth ride.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve on board, too.
The train left Philadelphia about 6 this morning when we got to the section of newly repaired track and that curve where the derailment happened. The train slowed noticeably. And before Amtrak could start running this train, they had to make some upgrades required by the federal government. That includes activating a piece of technology that would allow a speeding train to be stopped before it approached the curve where the derailment happened. They also now are assessing the speeds for all sharp curves in the entire Amtrak system.
8 people died last Tuesday night in the derailment. More than 200 were hurt.
God bless.
There was a service of reflection yesterday. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter spoke.
It was our collective view that before a train could pass this way, we must take a moment, a human moment, to recognize what has happened.
One U.S. Marine died. 21 others were hurt when a tilt rotor Osprey caught fire after a hard landing in Hawaii. Captain Alex Lim says the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit was on a routine training mission at the time.
I don't know, and I don't think we know for sure what the issues were, but for now, it's under investigation, and we can confirm that 22 are on board.
The incidents led to new calls in Japan to ground the hybrid aircraft until the cause is found. The U.S. operates 24 of them in Okinawa. Now to Yosemite National Park, where 2 men wearing wingsuits died after a base jump from 7,500-foot Taft Point. One of the dead is noted extreme athlete Dean Potter, known for daring climbs and jumps. The park's Mark Gauthier.
We don't have any evidence that the parachutes were deployed, but clearly something didn't go right, and both of them had impacted the rock.
Potter lost a key sponsor last year because he and other jumpers were taking more risky jumps. In a shift, President Obama is banning the government from providing some military equipment to local police departments. Live to the White House and CBS's Pam Coulter.
Steve, equipment such as grenade launchers, bayonets, and tracked armored vehicles will no longer be available to local police. And domestic policy advisor Cecilia Munoz says there are new requirements for the equipment they can get.
The consent of a local civilian governing body, so eyes on it from a mayor or a city council, as well as a clear and persuasive explanation of why they need the equipment.
An interagency group determined there was a risk of misusing military-style equipment, potentially reducing trust in police. Steve?
The Pentagon says the U.S.-led coalition has conducted 19 airstrikes around the city of Ramadi in western Iraq over the last 72 hours. As CBS's Holly Williams tells us, ISIS now controls that city.
The battle for Ramadi killed more than 500 civilians and Iraqi soldiers over just a few days, according to Iraqi officials. More than 100,000 have fled the war-torn city.
Nigeria's military says a weekend operation against Boko Haram extremists took out 10 camps and killed many militants in forest hideouts. In India, a woman who lapsed into a coma after she was sexually assaulted 42 years ago has died. The woman was raped and choked by a hospital worker back in 1973 and had been in a vegetative state ever since. Packed flights, busy airports, that's what's ahead this summer, according to a new report. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
One more sign of a rebounding economy. U.S. airlines are expected to carry a record 222 million passengers between June 1st and August 31st. That's nearly 2.5 million passengers a day, all packed like the proverbial sardines, with airlines cramming extra seats into existing aircraft rather than adding bigger aircraft to their fleets. At least ticket prices are stabilizing, with flyers likely to pay $2 less for their tickets this summer than last. Steve?
Well, Nissan says it plans to have self-driving vehicles available by 2020. Google has already been test-driving the technology in California. When it comes to those of us who use gasoline to fuel our ride, there's been a steeper price to pay.
Gasoline prices are up again. In these 3 weeks, the hike is 22 cents. The new average for a regular grade is 278.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg notes that's still 93 cents lower than it was a year ago. Prices highest in Los Angeles at $3.95 a gallon. Big night in Las Vegas for Taylor Swift. So it's gonna be forever. She won 8 times and took top artist at the Billboard Music Awards.
This is such a good night.
And courtesy Dick Clark Productions, Swift made it to the show after watching her brother graduate from college. She now has 20 all-time Billboard wins, topping Garth Brooks at 19. California Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez is apologizing to Native Americans. Mike Landa of CBS station KNX tells us why.
Sanchez vocalized a stereotypical war chant.
I'm going to his office thinking that I'm going to go meet with...
In a speech to delegates, the newly announced candidate for U.S. Senate told everyone she was sorry.
I said something offensive, and for that, I sincerely apologize. But I am proud of my record on human rights, on civil rights, on minority rights, and on the rights of Native Americans.
Sanchez's Senate opponent, Kamala Harris, called the incident shocking.
Well, Pitch Perfect 2 was on key for its debut weekend at the box office. It took in more than $70 million. The first version of the movie only grossed $65 million during its entire domestic run in 2012. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.